Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Big Questions, Little Answers podcast. My name is Brandon, and I'm here together with Jaylee.
Hi.
And today we're going to look into another question that we received also from an anonymous asker.
Actually, it's the same anonymous
It's the
asker.
Same one that, asked the last question that we had introduced about the bully.
Yeah.
He actually had a follow-up question, and it was...
He or she. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. The follow-up question is, what's friendship supposed to look like? And so what we're going to ask today is, what is true friendship according to the Bible? Because we want to really look at what the Bible says. We know that the Bible is our standard for living. This is the word of God, our instructions. And so forget about what the world says. What does the Bible say? So what is true friendship according to the Bible? Any thoughts on this, Jaylee, before I explain a little bit more on this?
Well, true friendship according to the Bible, well, I think true friendship is like you can talk to someone without like being scared that they'll judge you. They won't judge you if they're your friend unless you actually did something wrong. They're like, that wasn't a good thing that you did. That's a true friend.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll say it in a possibly the nicest way possible.
Okay, do you have a really good true friend? Do you feel like, hey, there's someone in my life that I can call a true friend?
I have two, actually.
Okay, so what about them? What about your relationship with them makes it special and you feel like, man, that's a true friend?
I feel like I could talk to them no matter what happened. I feel like I can just be with them without, like, getting exhausted.
Okay. So they're really understanding of you and you're understanding of them?
Yes.
They love you as much as you love them?
Yeah.
And you don't feel like one of you guys does most of the work, or do you feel like you both do all of the work together?
Even. Well, actually, one of them doesn't make decisions very well.
Oh, but that's different.
Yeah.
That's a personality issue. Yeah. Okay. So what would you say? Like, okay, here's the thing. I have a lot of friends, and some of them are closer friends than others. You know, some people are friends because I like them. I know them. I like to talk to them. But I wouldn't say, man, that's like a really good friendship, you know. But I think it's really good for us to have a strong friendship, strong friendship, meaning kind of what you just described. People that understand you, people who are patient with you, people who don't have a problem spending time with you. That's nice. You know, we all should have someone like that in our lives. In fact, the Bible talks about friendship many times. Jesus tells us what true friendship should look like and what it means. In fact, let me show you that section. It's in John chapter 15, 13, excuse me, John chapter 15, verse 13 through 14.
Let's, 13 through 15.
Well, okay, let's go through 15. Let's look at that. let's do one verse at a time because this is important for all of us to really understand and to learn. What does it say?
Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends.
Ooh, let's think about this. First of all, this is talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus was the one who loved us so much that he gave his life up for us, but he did it for his friends. So this was a very friendly thing to do. And so what I can gather from this is someone who is a true friend, a biblical friend, is willing to lay his life down for another person.
Yeah.
Which means that person's not so concerned about protecting themselves as it is as they are protecting the friend. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So are you willing to do whatever to protect your friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what a true friend does. That's really good friendship right there. But here's the thing though, is you both do it for each other. So it doesn't feel like, man, I'm giving that person everything and I get nothing in return. That's different. True friendship, they both do that for one another. They're both willing to protect one another, to give themselves up for one another as Jesus gave him his life up for us. Okay, verse 14 of John chapter 15.
You are my friends if I do what I command you, if you do what I command you, sorry.
Okay, this is interesting. Jesus says, you're my friends if you do what I command you. Now, obviously, the relationship that Jesus has with us is supreme and it's higher. And so if we love him, we're going to do what he asks of us to do. And we know that he asks in love, right? But same thing with other friends is if we have a relationship with a good friend, we're not going to ignore that person. If that person needs a favor, if that person needs help, if that person just wants to sit down and talk, be there for that person.
Yeah, but don't boss your friend around. Like, you must do what I say or else we're not true friends.
That's right. Good point.
Yeah.
That's a great, great point. Verse 15.
15. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
Okay, so a friend knows what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of share.
Tell them.
You can tell them what it is. You can be real with them, right?
Yeah.
You can talk to them and you know that they're not going to hurt you if you say things about your life. You know that you can trust them with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good friendship. And so you should be able to trust your friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very well. Anything else you'd like to add as far as true friendship there?
I think true friendship is just so important.
It is.
Like you can have family members, which is also important, to, like, you can talk to, you can spend time with, and friends that you can talk to and spend time with. But that's very important to have, that you have someone to do that to.
I have a follow-up for you. Can a family member be a friend, your friend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Like, one of my sisters, like, actually, both of them. Both of my sisters in the same family, their best friends are, like, their cousins.
Yeah.
Their cousins are their best friends.
Your relative could be your best friend. Absolutely. Yeah. Can you think of any examples in the Bible of a friendship? Like a good friend, like a bestie relationship, like we're besties.
I'm trying so hard. I feel like there's one.
Okay. How about David and Jonathan? Do you remember that story?
I don't.
David, before he became king, King Saul was on the throne of Israel. He was the very first king of Israel. And his son, King Saul's son, his name is Jonathan. He was David's best friend. And they're a really good example of what friendship looked like. Because here's what happened. You probably don't remember the story.
No.
Okay, so Saul becomes jealous of David. Because for some reason, David could do everything great, and everybody loves David. And so Saul, as the king of Israel, felt threatened by David. And so he actually began to desire to kill him. He wanted to kill David. He wanted to do away with him. But because Jonathan, King Saul's son, was David's best friend, Jonathan would do anything to protect his friend David. And so he would go and he told David, David, you gotta go. My dad wants to kill you. He's like, why? He's like, because he's jealous or whatever it may be, but you got
Jonathan is his son?
Jonathan was King Saul's
son. That was kind of just off.
What do you mean? What did I say?
You didn't say that he was the son.
Okay, so there's King Saul, and then King Saul's son, Jonathan, mm-hmm. was protecting his best friend, David, because King Saul wanted to kill David. And so that's a good example of how friends behave towards one another. They protect one another. They care for one another.
Yeah.
You know, and this is interesting because one of the biggest threats to Saul was that David would become the next king. He was anointed to be the next king when in actuality, it was Jonathan who needed to be the next king. And so this is a very good example of true friendship because Jonathan didn't care about being king as much as he cared about his friend.
Yeah.
So that's a really, like, that's so good for us to understand.
That's special.
That's very special. You know, friends really look out for each other. But here's the thing, though, and I really want to make this point, and I hope that you hear me out. Anybody here listening hears me out because I think this is important. Friends don't allow friends to sin. So if, let's just pretend, okay, Jaylee, that you're my best friend. We're pretty friends, even though I'm your dad and you're my daughter. If I'm your friend, I'm not going to let you go and behave and do things that are sinful. That's not kind of me. So let's say that you tell me because, you know, I'm your friend and you can tell me anything. And you say, hey, I'm going to go and goodness, we're going to go to the mall right now. And I think there's a pair of earrings that I'm just going to take because I've been eyeing them. I can't afford them. And I'm just going to take them. No. As your friend, mm-mm. I'm going to say, no, you're not.
No.
Girl, don't you even think about that.
I think you need a friend.
yeah. You know, like, you don't, do you get the point?
Yeah.
Friends don't allow friends to fall into sin. And if they do, we restore them out of it. Especially as believers of Jesus, as followers of Jesus, man, that's important. So if you're talking to me and I'm hearing you out as a friend, I'm not going to do anything to cover up your sin either. So if you're like, for example, what's something that you're not allowed to do, Jaylee?
Food upstairs.
Oh, okay. There are certain things you're not allowed to do on your tablet, right? Mm-hmm. There are certain shows you're not allowed to watch on TV. Mm-hmm. There's certain music that you're not allowed to watch on TV.
On TV?
On the radio or on Spotify, whatever it is. Yeah. So if I'm your friend, I should know that. You know, I should know what is wrong for you to do. And then I should try to help you with that instead of tempt you into doing that. Mm-hmm. Right?
So not help you like do it, but like help you not do it.
Correct. So if I'm your friend and I know that you're not supposed to watch a certain TV show, I'm not going to be like, hey, let's watch that TV show. No one will ever know. It'll be our secret. That's not okay. That's actually not a friend thing to do, you know? So I think that's important. What do you think, Jaylee?
Yeah, that is important that you make sure that your friend isn't doing wrong.
Yeah. You know, a lot of friends try to cover up for each other. Again, as believers of Jesus, we don't cover up for each other's sin. We help each other against it. A word that I like to use, we're kind of like battle buddies. We're out there fighting the same fight. We're on the same team, and we're fighting the devil. We're not fighting good. We're fighting evil. That's a battle buddy. I'm going to watch your back. You watch my back. That's good friendship. Any thoughts on that?
Yes, but I have way too many. So
Yeah. Actually, let's read some Proverbs. Proverbs have some pretty good wisdom for us. What does Proverbs 17:17 say?
A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
Adversity. Yeah. That's another thing is friends really stick with each other regardless of what's going on in life. Sometimes as a friend, you kind of bother one another, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll say something that perhaps you'll find annoying or, man, that was rude of you to say. But friends forgive one another. They really love one another at all times.
Yeah.
And so you have to be gracious as a friend to your friend as well. And what else? How about Proverbs 18:24?
A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
That's who we're talking about, that special friend. That close friendship is awesome. That close friendship can sometimes be even closer than
a best friend.
Yeah, that best friend, sometimes it can be closer than a brother or sister or sibling, you know? Mm-hmm. And it could be that it's your brother or sister. That's fine too. But there's something special about having that kind of friend versus having a bunch of other friends that just don't mean anything or that influence you to do the wrong thing or they don't help you to live in a way that's good according to the Bible. And so that's what a good friend looks like. It truly is like the example that Jesus gave for us, that he gave himself up for us. If we're both doing that, if friends are doing that for one another, that's a great, great friendship. We're going to really love to be with one another. We're really going to feel like we're not alone in this world ever, you know?
Yeah.
We just enjoy. It's so much fun to be able to have that trust with one another as well.
Yeah, it's also so much fun to be around them.
Exactly. It's just the best. You could just be who you are. You could be yourself and not worry about that, what they think. And so I'll ask the question one more time, Jaylee, and then you give us a little answer to this. What is true friendship according to the Bible?
Our little answer today is, according to the Bible, true friendship is to lay down your life for your friends.
That's right. Really, what does that mean, to lay down your life for your friends? Because it doesn't necessarily mean go and die for your friend.
Yeah.
Although like, a true friend was willing to do that.
Yeah.
But what do you say? Like, what does that mean?
It means like if they're in danger, like if they need something, if they did something, you do the best thing that you need to do.
Yeah, it means you're willing to sacrifice for them. You're willing to do whatever you have to do for them and for their good, right?
Like if they need something and they really need something and you have it, you can help them out with it.
Perfect. What's the greatest example of true friendship? Who is that?
Jesus.
That's right. Good answer. Good answer. And so with that, thank you so much for joining us. Jaylee, thanks for the conversation. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was. I really hope this helped you in anonymous. Anonymous questioner. Question asker.
Yes, I hope so too. And so keep sending us your questions too. We really enjoy thinking through these and looking what the Bible says about
it. Yeah, we really love getting questions from you guys.
We sure do. And so with that, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you guys.
Bye.